24/7 hash today and experience the power of Stanbic Cash Advance with Stanbic Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zambia records 29.9% increase in copper production in first quarter of 2025. ZCLU calls for independent probe into over-detention and death of suspect in bribery case linked to incest. And in global news, Pakistan claims India is planning an imminent military strike. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Zambia has recorded a 29.9% increase in copper production in the first quarter of 2025, reaching 224,103.8 tons, up from 172,548.6 tons during the same period last year. Speaking at the quarterly briefing in Lusaka today, Mines and Mineral Development Minister Paul Kawuswe has attributed the increase to renewed output at the country's two largest assets, Konkola Copper Mines KCM and Mopani Copper Mines, which resumed full production following years of operational challenges. Mr. Kawuswe says this performance indicates government efforts to revitalize mining sites and sets a positive tone for the sector's outlook as further regulatory reforms take effect. He has also disclosed that the production of gold in quarter one of 2025 was recorded at 886.2 kilograms compared to 625.6 kilograms during the same period in 2024, representing an increase of 41.7%, and nickel production recorded a recovery with a marginal increase of 2.69% from 5,043.07 tons in 2024 to 5,178.5 tons in 2025. Meanwhile, Mr. Kawuswe says the emerald gemstone production recorded a decline of 66% from 6,696.71 to 2,210.22 tons in the first quarter of 2025 compared to 2024. He has attributed the decline in emerald production to the decision by Kajem Mines to suspend production for 6 months due to adverse market conditions last year.
Our mining sector continues to show positive growth. In the first quarter of this year, copper production was recorded at 224,103.8 metric tons, compared to the same period last year, which was about 172,548.6 metric tons. For this quarter, this represents an increase of 29.9%. It is worth commenting that the two of Zambia's largest assets, Konkola Copper Mine, Mopani Copper Mines, which started production after a painful transition after many difficult years, have actually increased their production by, for example, KCM by more than 2,000%, whereas Mopani has increased its production by 58.5%.
Lusaka Magistrate Court has convicted former incarcerated Lumezi Member of Parliament Munia Zulu on one count of uttering seditious words in September of 2023, contrary to Section 57 of the Penal Code. Reading the judgment this morning, Lusaka Magistrate Trevor Kasanda found Mr. Zulu guilty and ruled that his remarks had a seditious motive and what he said had capacity to raise discontent among Zambians, especially that he was a lawmaker. Magistrate Kasanda also ruled that MPs must ensure their statements do not lead to any discontent and was satisfied that the prosecution proved the case beyond all reasonable doubt. Allegations are that on the 6th of September 2023, Mr. Zulu said seditious words, claiming President Hakainde Hichilema was going to dissolve Parliament on Friday the 8th of September 2023 after addressing Parliament, and that he was going to call for early elections. Meanwhile, the court has reserved mitigation and sentencing in the matter to the 2nd of May 2025 due to Mr. Zulu's lawyer Boniface Chuala being away.
What makes this case as...
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has expressed concern over the recent death of Anna Kandonga in police custody, one of the three female suspects accused of attempting to bribe a police officer in connection with a defilement case involving her husband. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says this tragic incident raises urgent questions not only about the cause of her death, but also about the prolonged detention of all three women who were arrested on the 28th of March 2025. Mr. Mwanza is calling for an immediate and independent investigation into both the circumstances of her death and the over-detention that preceded it. He says regardless of public sentiment towards the women's actions, their fundamental rights must be protected, stating that every suspect, no matter the nature of the accusation, is entitled to the presumption of innocence, a fair and speedy trial, and the right to apply for police bond or bail. Mr. Mwanza says their prolonged detention reflects a disturbing trend of rights violations affecting not just these women, but many ordinary Zambians and political detainees across the country.
What makes this case especially alarming is the double standards in how justice is applied. In Zambia today, individuals accused of looting millions in public funds are often not detained and are swiftly granted bail or bond. Yet these three women, poor, publicly criticized, and evidently low risk, were held for over 30 days without access to bail or bond. That is not justice. It is discrimination. Their prolonged detention reflects a disturbing trend of rights violations affecting not just these women, but many ordinary Zambians and political detainees across the country. It suggests a systemic failure in ensuring justice is applied equally, fairly, and humanely.
The deceased was one of three women arrested and jointly charged with conspiracy to defeat justice and interference with witnesses, as well as corrupt practices by or with private bodies, after they attempted to bribe police officers in a bid to secure the release of their husband, Juma Banda, who was arrested for allegedly defiling his 10-year-old daughter. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has called for increased participation of women and youth in the 2026 general elections. FDD Chairperson for International Relations, Anthony Chiwe, is urging political parties and civil society organizations to take meaningful steps towards inclusive governance. Mr. Chiwe has emphasized that both women and youth should not only vote, but also contest for leadership positions, including parliamentary seats and as councillors. He has acknowledged several barriers facing aspiring candidates, including lack of political financing, harassment, and electoral malpractice. Issues, he says, are often perpetuated by male competitors using electoral corruption to influence voters. Mr. Chiwe says despite these challenges, young people and women should not be discouraged, further challenging other political parties to increase the adoption of youth and female candidates.
We want to encourage and call for more women and youth participation in the next year's general election. Both the women and the youth must take the center stage in participating in the 2026 general election. Women and the youth must aspire for members of parliament as well as councillors, including other government roles. As a Forum for Democracy, we understand that more women and youth have been hindered from taking part in elections due to the disadvantages they face, such as lack of political finance.
In global Global News, Pakistan's information minister says the country has credible intelligence that India intends to launch a military strike within the next 24 to 36 hours. Ataullah Taraz's comments come after India accused Pakistan of supporting militants behind an attack in Indian-administered Kashmir that killed 26 tourists last week. Taraz said that India intends to use the attack as a